This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Your eyes are too pure to look upon evil. Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, I want us to speak about daddy today. You know, I always speak about my Lord. I'm always speaking about my Lord. But today, I want to speak about daddy. You understand? It's a special day. You understand? He's very important. And I don't know whether I've overlooked his importance because I'm paying too much attention to my Lord. Oh, well, what can I say? It's daddy who gave us Jesus now. You know what I mean? So, I usually speak about my Lord, you know, and glorify my Lord, you know, and give him the honor that he deserves. But today, I just want us to look at daddy, guys, you know. That man, guys, is too good, you know, understand? He gave us Jesus. I mean, guys, what more do we want from him, you know? So, sometimes we have to spend time thinking about him and also glorifying him. You know what I mean? So here, I just want to look at him, at his attributes. You understand? Here, this one came from the prophet Habakkuk. It's taken from chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "Your eyes are too pure to look upon evil, and you cannot tolerate wrongdoing." So here, guys, you know, most of the time, we human beings, we tend to be so emotional. We tend to be so emotional with things that are not even emotional. I don't know, guys, if you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, when daddy says that the only way to get to him is through a covenant, and people don't want to enter in that covenant and call on him, meaning people are trying to get to him on their own terms. That means people are just emotional. They are not logical. Now, you can't be emotional when you are dealing with a logical person. That is very logical. Very. Emotions just don't do it for him. You understand? So, sometimes you find that we human beings, we like to believe that God hears all of us. We like to hear that. In fact, it's actually a good thing to admire. But is it true? Is it true? You know, for instance, you take the children of Israel. In time past, daddy spoke to the prophet, you know, through the prophets to the children of Israel, and it was the children of Israel only, because they were the only ones who were in a covenant with him. You understand? So anyone else outside of Israel could not access him, because the only way to enter, the only way to deal with him is through a covenant. You understand? So in these last days, he says that in these last days, he speaks to us through Jesus, meaning if you don't accept the blood of Jesus, you might want to say that God is listening to you, or he's hearing you, or you are a child of God. Unfortunately, it's not it. Unfortunately, it's not it. You know, and I usually say that, do not let my messages offend you. They mean no harm. I'm here to help. You understand? It might sound offensive. I'm not offending anyone. But you need to be specific. You see, guys, if, for example, I live in a particular place and you've never been there, you give me a call and you say, you know what, I want to visit you. I want to come to where you are. Can you give me directions? And then I give you directions, specific directions, and I tell you, this is the only way you'll get here. Then somehow on the way, you decide to take your own route and you end up somewhere you don't even know. Guys, when you call me, no amount of tears will do. No amount of crocodile tears and bribing will do. If you don't take the route, you won't make it to where I am. You understand? So it's things like that. When you're dealing with daddy, guys, I want you to look at things from that point of view, that don't use emotions when dealing with him. He doesn't use emotions. Is he compassionate? Granted, but he doesn't use emotions. So when he tells us things, do what he says. I often say, do not do him favors. Never do favors for that man. You'll be so disappointed. You will be so disappointed. If he doesn't say it, don't do it. You understand? So here, this prophet Habakkuk is actually explaining to us or telling us that he is too pure to behold on evil. In other words, guys, even if he wants to look at you, he's unable to. You know, there is a difference in saying that I can't or I won't. Habakkuk is not saying that daddy won't, meaning he's able to, but he doesn't want to look at human beings. But he's unable to. Why? He's too holy. He's too holy. His nature, he cannot behold evil. He cannot behold evil. You look at Jesus in the cross. Jesus says, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? Why have you forsaken me?" You know, in the cross, Jesus, guys, had never sinned. I want you to get that. Jesus has never sinned. That's why it says he fought against sin to the point of shedding blood. But because he took upon himself our sins, meaning that he became a sinner, meaning even though it was me who did that, when he was on the cross, it was as if he's the one who did that. So he was a sinner in the eyes of daddy, even though he never sinned. You understand? So he wasn't spiritually dead, but it was as if. So daddy could not look upon that. And Jesus recognizes that, acknowledges that. And he says, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? Why have you forsaken me?" Why? Daddy cannot look upon heaven. Guys, it is nature. He just cannot. If you want to keep him, you need to make sure that you do as he says. Otherwise, you ain't getting him. Otherwise, guys, you ain't getting him. You understand? So here, Habakkuk, this prophet, is saying that he cannot behold evil. Meaning, guys, he cannot do it, even if he wants to. You know, when you go to the beginning, because you always take things back to the beginning, you know, in Genesis 3, when Adam disobeyed, and it says that daddy slaughtered an animal, whether it was daddy or my Lord, because in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God. Obviously, we know it's Jesus, you understand? So we don't know how they worked interchangeably. So when Adam died spiritually after disobeying them, he died spiritually and partook of Satan's nature, you understand? So then it says that daddy slaughtered an animal there and covered, you know, their bodies with the skins. I'm pretty sure that he also wanted the blood there to cover their sins. Obviously, the blood of animals was also tainted, because what Adam did ruined everything and everyone here on earth. You understand? Even the world was ruined by that act. By that single act, you understand? So I'm pretty sure that that blood also needed to cover the sins. But the blood was tainted as well, because the blood of animals wasn't good enough as well, because animals had also been affected by Adam's actions, you understand? So you look at what he did in the old covenant. In the old covenant, he will use the blood of bulls and goats and rams, old sheep and what not. He was doing it because he's unable to look at sin. He just cannot do it. It's not even possible. You understand? So he had to use that blood to cover the sins so that he would be able to deal with them, because he wanted to bring Jesus here. You understand, guys? The problem was just way too much. Way too much. What Adam did was way too much, you understand? So he had to come up with a plan. He had to come up with a way to solve this problem, you understand? So at that time, he used the blood of animals. But guys, there came a time where he wanted to deal with his children, but he couldn't. Why? They were dead. All of them, they were dead. So he brings Jesus here. And I remember Jesus at the well, he meets this lady and he tells the lady, "Listen, now the Father wants those who would worship him in spirit and in truth." In other words, now he's looking for people that he can engage with, people who can discuss with, people he can talk with. You understand? That's why Jesus, when he was having this final intimate meeting with his disciples, he says that you also, you can speak with your Father. Not that I'm going to speak on your behalf, but you speak with him as well in the name of Jesus. Obviously, you understand why daddy wanted back his children, and he wanted to engage and speak, but he couldn't because of this guys, because of sin. So Jesus had to come, guys, Jesus had to come down here and give us that blood, because Jesus is the only one, guys, who had this holy blood, you understand? So he comes down here and he gives us that blood so that daddy will be able to look upon us, because he couldn't, not that he didn't want to, but he couldn't, he's unable to, it's his nature, you understand? You know, I think it's Prophet Isaiah where he speaks about the fact that our sins have hidden us from him. I think it's Isaiah, guys, me and my dementia, but he says that our sins have hidden, you know, his face from us. And you will wonder, what the heck? You know, why? It's because he can't. It's just his nature. You know, what Adam did right there, guys, was too big, you know. And sometimes people would ask you questions. Okay, then if our sins have hidden him from us, how then does he know that we've gotten saved if he can't look at us, since we are all dead, we're spiritually dead, we are sinners? That is a legitimate, guys, that question is legitimate, you understand? What actually happens, guys, you see, the Holy Spirit is here. So when you get born again, in other words, when you utter those three words, Jesus, I accept you as Lord and Savior, whether it's three words or four words or five words, you know, those words, those few words, guys, they do magic. Because when you utter those words, you are now saying that you believe what he has done. You see, guys, with daddy, believing him is enough. Believing him does the trick, you understand? So when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and you utter those words, Jesus, I accept you as Lord and Savior, you become spiritually alive because what? You believe him. You know, when Abraham, it says that Abraham was considered righteous because he believed. It's because Abraham was believing this person he didn't know. Yes, he had spoken to him, but you understand that there wasn't much relationship yet, you understand? But he believed him, you understand? So it's the same thing, you know, when you believe what he's saying. So when you say you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you believe what he's saying and he becomes happy. So those few words, when you utter just those three or four or five words, magic happens because you become spiritually alive, you understand? And when you become spiritually alive, then he's able to see you. Then he's able to see you. For instance, like, guys, hypothetically speaking, let's say a spiritually dead person is actually darkened in color, dark in such a way that you can't even see them. But a person who's spiritually alive is light in color. You understand? So when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, it's like a bright light just popped up, you understand? And then he sees you. But when you become spiritually dead, it becomes dark again. So he can't even see you. I'm just using an example so that you will understand, because it is his nature. He can't tolerate wrongdoing, you understand? So when you understand that about him, because guys, we need to consider him as well. You know, I see it and I'm like, you know, I've been paying so much attention to my Lord. I've been speaking about my Lord and glorifying him, you understand? And everything, which is not wrong. You know, I actually became guilty sometime, you know, when I came to love my Lord so much more than daddy. And I was so guilty that I even told my Lord, yo, my Lord, I'm feeling so guilty. I love you so much more than daddy, you know. And Jesus freed me when he said, we are not competing, we are one. You know, guys, I was really freed because daddy is one person I loved more than anyone. And I never thought I would love anyone else the way I love him. So loving Jesus this much, you know, it took me by surprise. And it also, you know, made me feel guilty, you understand? But Jesus said, don't feel guilty, we are one. We are not competing, you understand? So I've been glorifying my Lord and speaking so much about my Lord, which I'm not feeling guilty about anymore, you understand? But today I said, let me speak about my daddy, because I love that man, guys. Ah, that man gave me Jesus. You know what I mean? He gave me Jesus. You know what I mean? So I love that dude, you understand? So if you want to keep him as well, what do? You become holy. Is it easy to be holy? No, but to him, being holy is when you know the truth, you stop sinning, because he understands that you don't understand everything. When you were spiritually dead, you were made a sinner by Adam. So he didn't take that, you know, as if like you were wrongdoing him. because it was out of ignorance. But when you got saved, he says, stop sinning now. Why? When you continue in sin, you can't keep him. You die spiritually. So he can't behold you. Why? Because you are now spiritually dead. I don't know, guys, if I'm trying to say, you are now spiritually dead, so he cannot behold you. So if you love him, what you're going to do? You're going to stop sinning once you know what sin is. Guys, let me stop here and continue in the next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead. But the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through his Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of his word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.